Get ready. It's the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 23. Nothing on my radio. I listen to podcasts, dude. Hey, that's The Living End with What's On Your Radio, in case you hadn't picked up that title. What's On Your Radio? Man, these guys are high energy. They're from Australia. Right now, they're touring with the Warped Tour. You know what that's all about? That's all over the country in the United States. And my son, Steven, actually attended the Warped Tour yesterday. These guys have been around for more than a decade. They're out of Melbourne, Australia. And, listen to this. They've had a quintuple platinum album, 2 platinum and 5 gold records, won 3 ARIA awards, countless other accolades, and gathered fans all over the world. And, man, you can tell why, huh? So how was your 4th of July? We went out of town at sort of a last-minute type trip. Decided, you know what? I need a change of scenery. So right after I put up the podcast for the LifeSpring show this last week, late Sunday night, early Monday morning, we got out of Dodge. We went out to Las Vegas. On the way out, we stopped at the Hoover Dam. And if you ever get a chance to do that, really, I recommend you do that. It's a really fascinating tour. For those that don't know, the Hoover Dam generates much of the electricity for the southwestern United States. I'm really not sure exactly what areas it feeds, but the Colorado River is where the dam is set up. And the Colorado River, with it being dammed, behind the dam is created the largest man-made lake in the world. Lake Mead. And so anyway, lots of interesting things. And you can find some of our photos from the trip on our Flickr site. Now, you can get the Flickr pictures by going to flickr.com/photos/LifeSpring, or you can go to the show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com. You'll see a link on the right-hand side of any one of the shows to our Flickr page, or even newer is Podshow Plus. Check that out. It's now open. It's in public beta. There's still some warts and there's still some bugs, but wow, they have got some really cool things. And as you know, I've been a part of the closed beta for several months now, and over this last week, they opened it up after a few glitches. But once you get in there, you can see why they had a lot of issues, because there's a lot there. It's not just one or two things, but man, they brought in a whole environment for you to check out. But on each one of the show notes pages over at Podshow Plus for the Lifespring Show, you know, the Lifespring Show, the Weekend Music Show, the Hymn Stories, Lifespring Sunday, Lifespring's In Touch with God's Character, every one of those has a module there for my Flickr photos, and so you can check them out there as well. Hey, let's do some more music, and then I'll talk to you more about, well, let's see, the 4th of July. We'll talk about Las Vegas and some other things. La da 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 la da 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 da. Carousels make laps each night like drunks we spin until we're sick. Creepy clowns from one horse towns can make their livings on a trick. Night covers all our tracks to break some fragile facts. So we tell some lies and then we hide the light. One night I fell asleep. That's the Hush Sound with Crawling Towards the Sun. They're from Illinois, and right now they're on the Panic at the Disco tour. So, man, there's several tours going around the country right now, and really good music to be heard out there. You know, one of the most fun things that I have in podcasting is looking for great music, and it is so fun to be able to share some of this really new, great music with you guys. All right, so let's see. Back to Las Vegas. We stayed at the Flamingo Hotel. And they've got a great pool there with a great waterfall, which is kind of fun to get under and just let it pummel you. It feels good if you kind of bend over at the waist and let it just hit your back. Great, great massage. And there's a fun water slide there. Let's see. What else did we do? Oh, we had a buffet. Now, we went to the Bellagio Hotel for a buffet one night for dinner. The Bellagio is one of the most expensive hotels in town. And so we figured, you know what? This would be fun to just have a really nice, really good dinner. And we read some reviews on this buffet, and it's supposed to be just gourmet food and things like that. We got there, and it was really expensive, but you know what? I cannot recommend it. If you ever go to Las Vegas and you're thinking about doing a buffet, don't do the Bellagio gourmet buffet dinner. It's way expensive for just average food. There's a huge variety, but none of it was particularly well done, well prepared. So there's a heads up for you. Now, let's see. We also went to Caesar's Palace. They've got a big mall there. And the boys, we were there with Stephen and Timothy. Now, Matthew didn't go with us because he's kind of grown up and has his own life now, of course. But there is a store there. It's actually a showroom for exotic cars. And so we went in there, and oh, man, we saw some beautiful, beautiful cars. Some old classic cars, like an old, let's see, what year was it? I'm not sure what year this car was, but it was a Roadrunner. All the way up to some new Bentleys and cars like that. It was really fun. The boys were just beside themselves. They just loved it. So if you want to see pictures, go over to the Flickr site and see what we've done. See the pictures that I put up there. We had a lot of fun. And speaking of the 4th of July, take a listen to this song. Name of the group is Last Fair Deal. Name of the song is Strawberry Moon. Listen to the lyrics to see the tie into the 4th of July.
And the band began a waltz that slowly flowed across the summer air, and the lights strung up on posts gave off a glow I still remember. There were lilacs all in bloom, and people all around were drifting two by two. All was right with the world when I was dancing with you. And it was so good holding you tight on the 4th day of July. And that strawberry moon was smiling that night. It was sailing through the sky. Now the band has packed and gone, the music faded off like a summer breeze, and the sound of the people just an echo in my memory. Now it seems to me that there's been just one thing I ever really knew. All was right with the world, I was dancing with you. And it was so good holding you tight on the 4th day of July. And that strawberry moon was smiling that night. It was sailing through the sky. Thank you.
Isn't that nice? Last Fair Deal, Strawberry Moon. They're from Massachusetts. You know, that kind of music kind of makes you nostalgic and things like that. And it makes me think of the time that I went to, actually, my parents used to take me to Las Vegas every once in a while when I was a little bitty guy. And I remember one night we went to see Jerry Lewis. And this was not too long after Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin broke up their act. So that kind of tells you how old I am. I think I was about 5 years old or something like that. Maybe even a little bit younger. But I remember I was a little bitty guy. And I don't actually remember this part of it, but my mom keeps reminding me of this. We had fairly good seats, but being such a little guy, it was hard to see over the grown-ups that were in front of me. So the waiter told my mom and dad that they could set me up on the table so that I could see Jerry Lewis. So that was fun. And then another time, I think it was probably the year after that. Yeah, I'm quite sure it was. They took me to see Red Skelton. Now, both of these guys did completely clean shows, and especially Red Skelton, but they both did. But I remember Red Skelton's show so well and so clear, so vividly, because after the show was over, I don't know how they did it. I think Dad probably slipped the maitre d' some extra cash or something. I got to go back to Red Skelton's dressing room after the show. And they let me in, and he was just such a sweet man. He was a gentleman. He shook my hand, and he just seemed like he genuinely was happy to see me. He gave me an autograph, and I will always, always, always have just really warm memories about Red Skelton. Now, if you're young enough that you don't know who Red Skelton was, I suggest you maybe do a search. Actually, I'm going to put some links to a lot of these things that I'm talking about on the show notes page. And so I know that Wikipedia has a bio on Red Skelton and Jerry Lewis as well. But he was a funny guy and just a lovely, lovely man. Hey, let's listen to another song. This is Life Has Teeth. These guys are from the UK and some great guitar licks. Miss Boogaloo. We'll be right back. right. So last night, since Stephen was at the Warp Tour, we took Timothy to see the brand new Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest movie. And now you're thinking right now Steve's going to drop in that GoDaddy commercial. No, I'm not. Hey, I really have to recommend that movie, though. It's getting really mixed reviews, but I really liked it. The effects were fantastic. The story was pretty good. It wasn't a great story, but it was just good, fun escape. But the effects, oh, man, fantastic. Now, you have to know, I'm a Disney fan. I like Disneyland. I live here in Southern California, as you know. And so, to me, Disneyland has always been a very special place. I know there's issues with, the corporate philosophy on things. But since Walt Disney was a family guy, he wanted to build that park for the enjoyment of families together. To me, Disneyland has always been special. And so, of course, Pirates of the Caribbean, the movies are based on the ride. And now the ride is kind of going full circle, and they're bringing they've just changed the ride so that it has some of the elements from the movies. I haven't been on it yet. Probably the next week or so we'll go over there. But I guess Jack Sparrow has been introduced and things like that. But I really have to recommend the movie. But speaking of GoDaddy, I'm not going to run as time is getting short, but I do want to remind you to go by my show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com. Check out the discount codes. You can get 10% off. You can get a .com domain name for $6.95. And if you're going to do anything on the internets, which, by the way, did you hear Senator Stevens this week? Ooh, the internet is made up of a series of tubes. I was good. Maybe I'll give you some of those links, or not links, but snips on Monday's show. Oh, man, you got to wonder how some of these people can make, can be left in positions where they make decisions for all of us when it comes to the internet. But I'm getting political and I don't want to do that. Where was I? Oh, so if you're going to have anything to do with the internet, if you're going to have a web presence, if you want to have a web presence at the best possible price, check out GoDaddy.com and use the LifeSpring Podcast GoDaddy discount codes. I've got two more songs to play for you. The next one is, the name of the group is Millencolin. They're from Orebro, Sweden. I said we hang out every day. Man, Millencolin, Fuel to the Flame. Talk about high energy. These guys have been around since 1992. It is so cool to have so many great established bands getting themselves signed up over there at the PodSafe Music Network. Of course, you'll have links to all the music over the show notes page, so I won't go through that again. All right, let's finish up the show with Edwin Derricutt. He's from New Zealand. His brother is a listener to the show, and I think I really haven't gotten any word from Edwin. But his brother sent me these links to this music quite some time ago now, and his music is up on the PodSafe Music Network as well. Edwin Derricka.
No, you're always right for me. A shelter in your house and key. Weave your color thread. The light while I still breathe. Won't you say what's on your mind and write your name on my heart tonight and light a place in my heart for you where you can say what's on. On my door, be the carpet in my lounge room, be the shine upon my floor, be the warmth of my heart and the breeze on my field, be both my comfort and beauty.
It is so fun finding music for you guys. I know I said that, but, you know, we have listened to music today from, that was New Zealand. We've listened to music from the UK. We've listened to music from Sweden. We've listened to music from the United States, all over the world. You know, you don't hear that in radio. You don't hear the variety that you do in podcasts. And it is so much fun to be just a part of this whole thing. And thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the LifeSpring podcast family. If you don't listen to the regular LifeSpring show that comes out on Mondays and Tuesdays, I invite you to do that. We also do LifeSpring hymn stories where we talk about the backstory behind some of the great Christian hymns of the faith. The Christian faith. We talk about, On In Touch with God's Character. We talk about, you know, God is such a vast God. He has so many aspects to who he is. It's like me, you know, I'm a dad. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a guy that does a lot of work at the church that I attend. I repair windshields. All those things are aspects of who I am. Well, God has many, many different aspects, and he's given a lot of different names in the Bible. And every week, I try to do one every week, we take one of the aspects of God's character and we talk about that. And then the LifeSpring Sunday shows, we put podcasts up of the Sunday sermons that we do at my church. I'm not the pastor of my church. I'm just a guy that does some work there. I've attended there for almost 20 years. And I'm a guy that's been a believer in Jesus Christ since I was a teenager. And I gave you an indication today of how old I am. So I've been a believer for a long time. I've had a lot of ups and downs in my spiritual life, as anybody who's honest will tell you has happened to them as well. But Jesus Christ is the person that has made my life what it is, and that's a life full of joy. It's a life of peace, and he's still making me the person that he wants me to be, but he's the guy that can bring peace and joy and happiness to your life as well. Again, I want to thank you for being with me today. This has been the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 23. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.